Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 9th of July. I'm Paul White, and I'm honored to have you with me today. I'm excited about the sermons we're dropping on Sundays through the month of July. This is Monday, yesterday's sermon, posted, of course, on the 8th. We do that every Sunday, 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th of this month. And these four in a row, starting with yesterday's sermon, are four sermons from Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada, where we did a four-sermon conference in the month of June, and I'm excited to get these out there. We released the sermon from Psalms 116 yesterday, and I was talking to my friend John. Many of you know that we're very close with John Sheesby, John and Bev Sheesby in Liberated Living Ministries. John dropped a sermon in the month of June called All Men Are Liars, and he used a text from Psalms 116, and I was so pleasantly surprised when I clicked on his podcast in June and saw that, because we had preached Psalms 116, All Men Are Liars, just about 3 weeks before I saw that sermon of his. I always find that cool because it shows me, perhaps, that the Holy Spirit is speaking something similar to different people at different parts of the world through different speakers, and so he's saying something. So I don't know that I've ever done this, but go listen to our sermon from this weekend and then go listen to, or vice versa, to Liberated Living's All Men Are Liars. What's cool is we end up in the same place. We didn't consult, talk about that, but I find that stuff pretty fascinating, how that works. Well, enough of my fascination with some of these things. Let's get busy. We're in 1 Peter, and we're journeying with the apostle into the very early stages of what will eventually be 1 Peter chapter 1. He has started talking about the blessing that we have in verse 3. The blessing, first of all, blessed to, and then blessed from. And this is an important reminder, one that we gloss over sometimes. The New Testament writers always gave praise upward before receiving downward. And that's crucial, not in that praise up releases blessing, but my goodness, it's respect. It's like walking into the room of someone you admire and not saying thank you or hello. And you know, it would do us well probably to remember these just common courtesies. Praise upward, receiving then downward. And again, I don't think praise upward unlocks heaven, but I think it unlocks our heart. What I mean by that is when you put yourself in a posture of humility and look upwards, orient yourself upwards through worship or praise or adoration, you're looking into the right dimension. And I don't mean physically looking upward, although that's not always a bad thing either, but you're looking away from you into His greatness. And there you put yourself in a position to receive because you're no longer relying on yourself. It's kind of like putting your hands up in surrender. What does it mean to put your hands up? Well, it sort of has that Wild West connotation. You take your hands off your guns. If your hands are up, they can't be on your guns. If they're not on your guns, you're not defensive. Without a defensive posture, you now become innocent. So to shoot a man with his hands up would be to shoot someone who was non-aggressive. It'd be about like shooting someone running away from you. They're trying to escape, trying not to harm you, and yet you harm them. So look at verse 3. Blessed be the God. Okay, that's upward. And then watch verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. There's downward. So I look up in praise, I open myself up and praise, that releases, I kind of like that analogy that I just gave you, it releases my hands from my guns, they're up in the air, it's a posture of acceptance and surrender. Again, I don't think it's an unlocking of heaven, I think it's a releasing of ourselves. A lot of what Calvary was doing, Paul White's opinion, please understand that, okay? A lot of what I think the cross was doing was releasing us. It wasn't releasing God from anger or God from the fury against sin. It was releasing us from condemnation. It was releasing us from the need to see blood. It was releasing us from the illusion that we were separate from God and separated from God. And the cross, with the resurrection, and we talked about this in verse 3, that the necessity of that resurrection, that explosion is, those two things together is an explosion in us of freedom, of liberty. We no longer have to be slaves from sin. We no longer have to be slaves from the condemnation that results from sin. We no longer have to be slaves to the illusion of separation that comes because we've sinned. All of those things now set at liberty in Christ. And so upward praise releases me to receive. What is it that we receive? This is part of it. An inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that doesn't fade away, reserved in heaven for you. What is an inheritance incorruptible? Well, it is an inheritance. The word there for incorruptible comes out a little bit better in the English as imperishable, just meaning that it doesn't fade away. This is a Peter reference back to a Jesus statement. Jesus tells the disciples and the crowd not to lay up their treasures on earth where moth and rust does corrupt, but to lay them up in heaven where neither moth nor rust does corrupt. Is that a polemic against savings and retirements and 401ks? I don't think so. Jesus isn't saying, well, it's stupid for you to lay up money, it's all going to fade away. No, what Jesus, I believe, is saying is comparing two kingdoms. In one kingdom, it's natural, and what is natural is corruptible, and what is corruptible will fade away. If you sow into that, all you're sowing into will eventually vanish. You have to sow some into the flesh. You do it every time you eat, okay? But everything you eat is perished. It's going to perish, and it's going to come out perishing. In fact, Jesus said that which is in you is or that which comes out of you defiles the man. It's filthy. But you have another dimension. You have another option. You have the dimension of the heavenlies. And there, whatever you store away doesn't vanish. It's in the realm of the Spirit. And it is blessed. And it is safe. And it is secure. And that is the inheritance of the believer. Now, tomorrow, I want to deal with what Peter might have meant when he said reserved in heaven for you. And I think this is worth an investigation. We'll do that together. I'll see you then. God bless.